And you can just give me a level. You can just give me your name, your title, and location.
Sure. This is Laura Cheever. I'm the Associate Administrator of the HIV/AIDS Bureau at the Health Resources and Services Administration, located in Rockville, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, first of all, what types of services are provided through the program?
The Ryan White Program, the purpose of the program is to provide HIV care and treatment for people infected with HIV who don't have resources to get those services on their own. We're really a unique program in that we provide medical care services, things like doctor's visits, medication, laboratory visits, as well as the critical essential support services people need to engage in care and stay in care. So we provide transportation to medical visits. We provide intensive case management. And those types of services that people, particularly poor people, need to get the care they need.
What are some examples of communities that you all work in the U.S.?
So we work nationally. We fund all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, the Pacific jurisdiction. So we work across the United States. So certainly all the major cities that are heavily impacted by HIV, cities like Dallas and Houston and Los Angeles and Tampa and New York City, Chicago, are all cities we work in. But we also work in small rural communities throughout the country, particularly in places where the epidemic is more rurally located, such as throughout the South.
How has treatment changed over the past 25 years, treatment and diagnosis of HIV/AIDS?
Yes, so that's a great question. So 25 years ago, when someone was diagnosed with HIV, particularly if they were diagnosed late with AIDS, they had a terrible prognosis. Most people with AIDS lived 6 months or less. Today, if people are diagnosed, particularly if they're diagnosed early and get into care and remain on treatment, they can live a near normal lifespan. So the face of the disease has completely changed in the last 25 years.
What are some of the main drugs that are used now for treatment?
So we have many, many drugs to treat HIV today. We have several different classes of drugs. We call them highly active antiretroviral therapy. And when we treat people with HIV, we use a combination of three different drugs at a time. Sometimes those drugs can be co-formulated into one pill. Other times people need to take several different medications a day.
I wanted to just talk a little bit about the person that really got this whole thing started, the young man, Ryan White, who contracted HIV/AIDS through a blood transfusion, and he subsequently passed away from complications from AIDS. But he also, during his fight with AIDS, he also was fighting something else, too, and that was AIDS-related discrimination that you all have pointed out here. Mm-hmm. So what was that like for him, and what is that like today?
Yeah, so when Ryan White was first diagnosed with HIV, there was just a lot of fear in his community. He was initially not allowed to go to school. And he, with his family, particularly with his mother, fought for his right to go to school. That was really one of the main things that he wanted to do in his life. So in some ways, the issues around discrimination against HIV have gotten a lot better in this country. People do have rights in terms of living with HIV and being allowed to attend school and work. However, there's still a huge amount of stigma in the community, and many people, once they're diagnosed, do not seek services because of the stigma around being HIV infected. So it continues to be a problem today, not at the same level as Ryan White. He did a huge amount of work in his lifetime, and he really has a legacy to be proud of.
So how do you get people to overcome their fear of people with HIV/AIDS?
Yes, I think the most important thing to help people overcome their fear is to get good education. Someone is not going to get HIV by drinking water out of the glass someone has used, or by sharing a bathroom, or by hugging a person with HIV. And so I think it is important to explain how HIV is transmitted, that it really is through very close personal contact, sexual contact, sharing of needles, and it's not going to happen in a casual relationship or by sharing a house with someone.
Looking ahead in the future, where do you see HIV/AIDS? Will it continue to be a part of people's lives, or be substantially reduced, or just eradicated?
Yeah, so I guess for all of us, our wish is that we could eradicate HIV. NIH is working on, you know, is it possible to cure HIV? At this point in time, it's not a possibility. But we do know that through successful treatment, if someone is successfully treated, they will live a near normal lifespan, which is great news for them. But also, their risk of transmitting HIV to someone else is virtually zero. So if we can really get people identified through testing, into care, on effective treatment, then we can really do a lot to reduce the epidemic.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. It's-